Thank you, Sandy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Well, most of you know by now that when we get a scripture reading, there's always a couple of key phrases that stand out to me and give me pause. Sometimes, most of the time, if we're honest, for some humorous moment. In this one, we have, "Don't throw your pearls in front of pigs," also known as "Pearls before swine." Comic strip. No, not really. But it is. But in this case, you have that one. We also have, "Why do you see the splinter that is in your sibling's eye, but don't notice the log that is in your own?" Isn't that interesting? An interesting translation? The splinter in your brother or sister's eye, but you don't see the log in your own. Okay, size comparison. A splinter is a little bugger that hurts like the dickens, but gets in there. I guess Evelyn had one in her foot a couple weeks ago, and Anna did the whole lavender essential oils on the cotton ball and taped it up, and it came out just fine. And a log, well, I don't know, but I have images of the half a tree that fell on Brad and Vicky's old house porch last week. So you got a little itty-bitty splinter. Great big log. So if you had this great big log in your eye, well, you're only seeing half of what you need to see. One of the kids, and I can't tell you which one it is between the five that I call my nieces, whether it was Nora, Lydia, Evelyn, Stella, or Rylan, but one of them was picking at their freckles. May have been all of them. They were picking at their freckles, trying to get the freckle out. Well, honey, you can't pick your freckles off. If you want questions about that, talk to Aunt Karen. That's my aunt, very freckly. Anyway, it makes me wonder, though, if that's not part of the problem, where you say, there's a log in my eye, but I think I see a splinter in yours, so I'm going to sit there and pick at it. The fake news for the day is, judge not. There are the two ways it goes. One, people say, well, who am I to judge? So-and-so is doing something, who am I to judge? And on the other hand, you have the, well, I did such, but how don't you dare judge me. You're not in a position to judge me. And while there are truths to both points, neither one of them is fully true in and of itself. You cannot sit and judge somebody for the splinter in their eye while you have a log in your own. Consequently, you can't sit there and say, well, I have a log in my eye, and but I can't judge anybody else because, well, I have a log in my eye. The problem here, my friends, we have this whole thing. Jesus says, don't judge so that you won't be judged. You'll receive the same judgment you give. Whatever you deal out will be dealt out to you. Then the second part, watch out for false prophets. You will know them by their fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a rotten tree cannot produce good fruit. So on one hand, you have don't judge, and on the other hand, you have but make sure you know who you're picking here. The lesson there? You have to deal with your own first. What you probably don't know, because I wear my contacts almost all the time, is that I've worn glasses since the eighth grade. And everybody talks about when they first get their glasses, those of you that choose to wear corrective lenses will understand this, they all talk about what it was like when you first put your glasses on and the world changed. For me, I could see people's eyes. No, seriously, when I was in the eighth grade, before I got my glasses, when people from this distance, there was just shadows there. And it wasn't until I got right here that I could make out the color of somebody's eye. When I first got glasses, and they, you know, went through and up, you need glasses on, you know, and it says, went and picked up the glasses and put them on for the first time, I could see people's eyes. Other people talk about being able to see trees, being able to make out the leaves on trees or buildings, and it's not just a blur of color, it's actually something specific. I can imagine what these windows look like without my glasses on, and it's just a blur of light. I put my contacts in, and I can make out all of the different little things and the words that are in different spots and things like that. How true, then, is it that if we have a log in our own eye, that proverbial log, does that not skew our vision? We can't judge what we see when we are not seeing fully. All right. So how do we do that? How do we deal with our own and sit back and go, whoa, wait a minute, I've got three pointing back at myself, which was really funny because the rest of that story is that we caught on real quick, and so when we do shamey, shamey to Grandpa, we stuck all the fingers out. But it doesn't change that when you point that finger of blame, there's three pointing back at yourself, the log and the splinter. So maybe the answer then is in self-reflection. Dealing with your own battle. You put out your own house fire before you put out the grill, right? If you have the house burning and the steak burning on the grill, my God, I like a steak as much as the next person, but you put the house fire out first. So then, too, you have to sit back and go, oh, before I pass judgment, what am I doing in my life to make, one, make the situation any better? Two, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Three, is what I'm seeing actually what I'm seeing, or is my vision distorted by the things that are in front of me in my own life? In our second scripture reading, the second part of Matthew 7, a good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a rotten tree can't produce good fruit. Therefore, you will know them by their fruit. Well, okay, what song does that sound like? And they'll know we are by our right. So, if we call ourselves Christians, if we call ourselves followers of Christ, we, one, have to share the love of Christ. We have to be that beacon. But we have to do it without passing judgment first. It's not judge not lest ye be judged. Yeah, okay. It's judge, don't judge people, because what, how you judge somebody says volumes about who you are and what the log in your eye is. How you approach things, how you react to people, what those snap decisions and gut reactions are, says a whole lot about who you are and not so much about the person you've passed judgment on. For example, we had a neighbor out here on the corner this morning screaming all kinds of profanities, and I tell you, I snapped judged right that minute. I grabbed my phone, and I told the girls to stay in the office, and I closed the door, and I went and stood down there to see what was up. I could hear her from my office. She was on the corner out there, corner of Newark and Main Street. The snap judgment was, oh, God, what kind of holy terror is she going to cause in my church building? Is she coming this way? Is she armed? Is she dangerous? Is she drunk? Could be. Late night last night. But as I got down to the bottom of the stairs and I'm watching her, the judgment changed. That poor woman was upset. That poor woman was livid. She'd had enough of whatever was going on. Now, what does that say about me, that my snap judgment was what's going to happen if she comes in my building? Your pastor's not too proud right this minute that that was her decision. That was a snap decision. That she's up to no good and, you know, grab the phone so you can call the cops just in case. How many times do we make snap decisions about something without taking the log out of our eye first? You can't see clearly. If you cover one eye, go ahead, cover one eye. Can you see what you used to see? Worse than, cover your dominant eye. It's skewed. Because when I cover this eye and stand right here and cover this eye, I can see all of you. When I cover this eye, then I can see Rick and Dale and those guys. If you have that proverbial log in your eye or that blinder on or that eye patch and you're doing the pirate thing, whether it be I'm right and they're wrong, I'm standing on the right side of this argument and everybody else is wrong. They said something that I don't agree with and so they're wrong. You have your own blinder on and you're not seeing the whole picture. And so my caution to you and my charge to you this week is just take the patch off for a while and see what different you see. It's not that you can't judge. It's not that you can't go in and make those kinds of decisions for what you need to make, because it is. It's what Jesus says in the second part of our scripture reading. You have to know them by their fruit. You understand who they are by their fruit, but don't judge good fruit versus bad fruit with a log still in your eye. Strawberries, all right, strawberries that get a little soggy are a little rough. But when you put strawberries in sugar and you sugar, cut up and sugar the strawberries, they become juicy and they're the better kind. Or bananas. Some people really like the green ones and some of us really like the yellow ones and some of us let them get really brown because they mash up easier to go in banana bread. It's all about how you perceive things. And if you are only looking through one of your eyes, you're not seeing how the rest of the world sees it. Yes, you will know the good trees by their fruit. Yes, you will know the Christians by their love. Yes, they will know us by our actions and how we react and how we interact. But we have to be careful about how we judge what is good and fair and honest and what needs to go in the trash bin or the compost heap. A splinter may turn out to be a freckle. And the log, throw that on the fire. Amen.